It's Thursday, July 10th, 2021. I'm Tanya Harris, and welcome to TMI Daily, your daily roundup of everything people are talking about online since they aren't allowed to talk about it in person. With Joe Biden in the UK today meeting with British Prime Minister Boris Johnson, a new poll claims that the opinions of the US by people abroad have grown increasingly favorable since Biden took office. Considering how low the bar was, that's kind of like polling people who sat through the movie version of Cats and asking how they feel about In the Heights. After fighting with environmentalists for over 10 years, Canada's TC Energy has abandoned plans to complete the Keystone XL pipeline. 10 years? It probably would have been faster to just walk the oil down from Canada. Royal Caribbean has caved in to Florida Governor Ron DeSantis and dropped its requirement for passengers to obtain a, quote, vaccine passport before traveling. This is a real blow to the cruise lines that were hoping to go back to merely spreading retroviruses and not coronaviruses. Federal prosecutors announced that a 22-year-old Pennsylvania man scammed hundreds of thousands of dollars from Donald Trump supporters last year by impersonating the then president's relatives and urging people to donate to a non-existent political organization. Already, Trump has asked if the 22-year-old can replace Eric in the family. During an appearance on The View, Caitlyn Jenner refused to say whether Donald Trump won or lost the 2020 election. I guess she can't accept Trump's transitioning into a loser. Luxury fashion house Balenciaga has teamed up with Crocs for their new spring 2022 collection, producing knee-high croc boots and stiletto croc clogs, both of which are perfect for saying, I've given up on trying to look good, but I still want to get laid. A source close to Harry and Meghan say the couple wants to keep the peace with the British royals. However, so did Mel Gibson and Braveheart, and, well, look how that turned out. The producers of the HBO Max Sex and the City revival show announced that Mario Cantone, David Eigenberg, Willie Garson, and Evan Handler will reprise their respective roles from the original show in the new series, putting at ease any fans who worried that Mario Cantone might be too busy to come back and do this. Kid Rock doubled down on the homophobic comments he made on stage over the weekend by tweeting that anyone who was offended by the use of the homophobic slur he used was probably one themselves. Which is kind of ironic since anyone who's offended that we think Kid Rock is a low-class piece of garbage is probably one themselves as well. Sony Pictures announced that it is working on a new movie version of the Stephen King classic possessed car novel Christine that will be written and directed by Brian Fuller. Hollywood liberals were quick to demand that the demonic 58 Plymouth Fury from the book not be replaced by a younger, sexier car. Now let's send it over to tonight's TMI Daily cast and crew roundtable. Stay safe.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of TMI Daily. I'm Veronica Aiello, and as always, I'm joined by some of my TMI Daily crew. Now, today's kind of like our Friday since we changed to our 3 days a week format, so we're going to have some fun tonight. Let's go around and say hello to everyone watching at home or listening to our TMI Daily podcast. Why don't we start with Pete to know what he's giggling about? What's up with that?
I just kind of love the fact that you say, since today is Thursday instead of Friday, today is the day we're going to have fun. The other days of the week, we suck.
Today will be the fun day. I meant to say this is like our fun day where we really don't talk about news. We just, you know, we just have fun. It's a whole dig around. Danny.
Hello, everybody. Happy Thursday. And to fill in for Joe, it's National Root Beer Float Day, National Iced Tea Day, National Urban Spice Day. What's your favorite spice? And it's also this week's been National Thank a Teacher Week. So I'd like to thank Miss Marcia Haskins for instilling in me a love of journalism, a love of writing, one of the best journalism teachers on earth. And she is sadly missed by our class. So rest in peace, Miss Haskins.
Danny, by any chance, are you in journalism now?
Yeah, I'm on a podcast.
There okay. you go. Good answer. There you go. And I'd also like to thank my seventh grade teacher, Mrs. Currier, and I'm friends with her on Facebook, and she was the best teacher I ever had. So, Ms. Currier, if you're watching, thank you. Chris.
What's up? I guess I do have a teacher. I want to thank my math teacher, algebra teacher from high school who passed me anyway, even though I totally failed, and let me graduate. You're the man. Appreciate it.
I think I've reached that age when I'm old enough to say now that everybody who ever taught me is probably dead. Because if they're not, they probably are close to it. So I really don't have anybody to thank. Sorry. And by the way, I think we were having fun yesterday when we were talking about sex toys.
I'm not saying the other.
Just let it go, Pete. Just let it go.
We're not going to let it go.
Woosa, right? Oh, eat in, breathe out, brother. He's going through it today.
Okay, so let's start tonight's fun show. This Sunday is Father's Day, and never let anyone accuse us here at TMI Daily of not exploiting holidays to fill a show. With that in mind, tonight is going to be our TMI Daily Father's Day extravaganza. It's all about dad, or at least the dads we know from movies and television. Now I'm going to turn it over to Peter so we can get started with a game we're calling Name That Movie Dad.
Oh, shit.
Okay, so this is a really easy game. There's not like any incredibly difficult rules on this. What I'm going to do is I'm going to tell you the name of the movie, and you know, whoever can guess first the name of the dad from the movie, if you can guess it without me giving a clue, you get 2 points. If you guess it with a clue, it's 1 point. If you get the question wrong, you lose a point. That's how it is. Now there's going to be a second round with a different set of questions. So whatever points you get in this first round, we'll transfer over to the second round, and then we'll explain that round after that. So we're going. So again,
I'm sorry, I have a question.
Yes.
We have a choice to like see if we can guess the dad without a clue.
Yes. Well, I'm going to first. I'm
going to say guess without a clue.
You know, here I'll give you a perfect example. If I said Star Wars, somebody jump up quick and answer. Okay, Danny.
Darth Vader.
Okay, so but
you know, okay. That was Anakin Skywalker.
Yeah, that would yeah. But okay, so now if you didn't know the answer, I would say he became Darth Vader.
Okay.
So if you got it immediately off the name of the movie, then you get 2 points. If you get it off of the if nobody can answer it off of the name of the movie, I'll give you a clue, and then you get 1 point if you get it correct. If you answer and you get it incorrect, you lose a point. So just keep that in mind. There's 10 questions. You're going to try and get as many points as you can because they're going to be needed in the second round of this game.
Okay. I'm sorry. One more question.
Oh my God.
So we're going by the character name, right?
We want you to go by the character's name.
Well, that's a good question, right?
It seems so much easier.
It is a good question. No, it is a good question. I'm not. Just the piece of reaction was just the funny thing.
Yes.
But that's actually a great question.
Because often the clue might be the actual actor's name.
Okay.
That's what's going to fuck me is I know the actor's name, but I'm not going to know their fucking name in the movie.
Hey.
It's going to piss me off.
Well, Godspeed, everybody.
I already know this is going to be for me. I'm going to be pissed off at this.
Okay, so remember, it's the fastest to answer the question. The first movie, remember, you have to know the dad's name. The first movie is Vacation. Anybody?
I know the real person.
Okay, that doesn't.
Which
that
Vacation?
That does not help. Okay, so nobody knows. Okay, well,
I know the actor.
This is not going to help at all. It was played by Chevy Chase.
Yeah.
Anybody know?
That's all I got.
You guys suck.
Never seen any of the movies.
Okay, so nobody's going to answer that. The answer to the question, actually, Philip got it right away. It's Clark Griswold.
Oh, that's right.
Thanks,
Philip.
Clark Griswold.
Never saw it.
Okay, good job, Philip. You should have it out on the screen. Okay. Here's our next. Hold on. Everybody got that incorrect.
Okay.
Wait, did we all lose a point?
No, you didn't lose a point.
Okay. I was the answer wrong. Okay,
you didn't lose a point, yes. Okay, so here comes our second question. And remember, you want to tell me the name of the dad in the movie. Mrs. Doubtfire.
Oh, my God.
I know who the actor is, but that's all I got.
Oh, my God. I know this, but I can't remember the characters. Oh, my gosh.
You know what? I'm gonna make up clues because the clue again was played by Robin Williams. But yeah. That's no use.
That's so all I got.
Here's the clue. His first name is the same as Blank Boone, who was at the Alamo, and his last name was the name of the college from Daniel. A Different World. Wait, Veronica.
Is it Daniel Boone?
No.
I didn't hear the second clue.
The second clue, Veronica, you're out of this question. Okay. The second part of his first name is the same as Blank Boone, who was at the Alamo, and his last name is the same as the name of the college from the TV show A Different World. Okay, Danny?
Daniel Spellman?
No, sorry. No, that is absolutely. Chris, do you want to take a shot or no?
Is this Spielman?
No. It's Daniel Hilliard.
Hilliard
was the name.
I heard Sally Fields go Daniel. Like that's why I was like, oh, his name is Daniel. But no, I don't.
It was Daniel Hilliard. You guys are doing a great job. Terrible. And actually, Phil got that wrong. He got the first name right.
This is so tragic for me. I know all the actors' names.
This is not working out nearly the way I thought it would because I was sure that we'd have points.
I'm still ahead, baby.
You're actually in the lead right now.
I got a zero. I'm playing this exactly the way I need to play it, all right?
Okay.
Just remember, you're only ahead.
You know, it's funny because this makes you crazy because you would think that, like, you know these movies, like you'd know the actor.
I don't have a lot of attention when it comes to, like, character names and stuff like that.
Here comes another one that you're going to kick yourself because you know the movie so well. Meet the Parents.
Does Mr. or Mrs. count just Mr. and the last name?
No, it's got to be the first and last name. Ben Stiller says his name every 2 seconds in the movie.
I know. Is it you?
Okay, Veronica, go ahead.
Is it Eugene Falker? No.
that's
fucking what's his name's character.
So I'm gonna come up with an answer for this now. His first name is the same as the actor who starred in The Shining, and his last name is the same as the friend that nobody liked in Bridesmaid. The actress who played that character, the friend that nobody liked, the rich friend. So,
Jesus.
Anybody? Well, this game is really working out. How is this the hardest game we've ever played?
Because Elizabeth and Joe are not playing.
Yeah, they retain so much information. We don't.
Okay, well, the actual answer is Jack Burns. See, I
oh,
missed Jack.
Yeah, Rose Burns.
Yeah, Jack. Yeah, Jack Nicholson and Rose Burns. Okay, well, I'm hoping this one. This one, you know what? Again, they said this character's name so many times in this next movie that I just gotta believe you're gonna know the answer. Nope. The father from the movie Boys in the Hood.
I know who the actor is, but I don't know. Clarence?
No. Is that your answer, Chris? Because you're gonna lose a point right now.
No, I don't want it. I'm gonna keep it at zero.
Stay ahead.
I'm keeping it at zero.
Oh, come on, nobody?
Okay, I'm thinking of all the movies I know. And
he's playing.
I know who the actor is. I know who he's played by. I got that. We don't need that. We all know that.
Who is it?
Gone with real names.
Okay, so it's Lawrence Fishburne who played him. Now let me try and come up with a way to help you answer the question. His name is his first name is actually a nickname. And it was part of, it's part of the same title as a big movie franchise that has a movie coming out in 2 weeks. And his last name is the same as probably the most successful member of One Direction.
Danny,
oh, that,
I think
it's
the last
so
clue
easy
was for
what
you.
I just did.
I think that clue was for you, bro.
Okay, it's Furious Styles. Remember, there was Furious the movie? Oh my God, it's Furious. Like, so fast.
I've seen that movie two times in my life. I am not one of those brothers that watches it once a year. I've seen it two times in my life.
Well, then the hell with the next question.
Like, I don't need to watch ghetto movies because I lived in the ghetto, so I didn't need to see that shit on screen because I knew what the fuck it was about.
I'm with Chris on that one.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I was living in the hood. I didn't need to see the movie. I saw the movie. I was like, oh, yeah, that was Tuesday. Nigga, why are you making an Oscar-worthy movie? You got an Oscar for that.
Since you lived in the ghetto, did you know anybody named Furious? By any chance?
Nah, but probably was somebody named that. It's probably spelled differently.
Did you know anybody who was actually Furious, though?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, good.
Mr. Johnson down the street.
We're going to have to stretch right here since we're doing so well. Okay, well, the next one, there's no shot because I didn't even know this answer until I looked it up. So this next one, there's no shot at all. The father from American Pie.
I know who we played him.
Yeah, I know.
Gene Livingston.
No. You just lost the point.
We're doing so well, Chris. So well.
But it is Gene, right? It is Gene.
No, it's Eugene Levy who played him.
Eugene Levy.
Okay, so let me see if I can. Oh, there's no fucking way I can even do a clue for this because I can tell you that his first name is the same as the guy who used to who was in the Ark. But the last name, there's really no way I can give you a clue for it. So
Noah.
Well, yeah, good. You got that part right.
Good job, Daddy.
His
good
name
job.
Is actually Noah Levinstein.
Yeah, you are so close. Chris, I said Livingston.
I get half a point.
I should have 0.5. Negative 0.5 points.
You know, you're really going to make Joe and Elizabeth feel like they have to be on the show now.
Fuck them. I want my point. I want a negative 0.5. I should get a half point.
Why,
back. I got the last name.
Because you were like had a vaguely Jewish name that you came up with.
No, I had the last name. I had the last
you
name.
Didn't.
I remember that fucking Jason Biggs character's last name was Livingston, okay? I remember
Livingston
that.
Is not the same as Levinstein.
It's the same thing.
I can only think of one dad right now.
You're not listening.
That'd be like if I started saying your name was the same as Chris Match.
Yeah, it's just I had a twang. Okay, I'm from the South. How dare you make fun of my people? No,
this game really okay. Now this next one, I'm sorry, but if somebody doesn't know this answer, then we're just quitting this game because this one is the easiest one. I even said to myself after all the other questions, now I'm going to feel like now I'm giving away points. Okay, so who's the father in Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade? Oh, come on.
I know the actor.
He's the same. He's got the same name as Indiana Jones, just senior. So you already have the last
Indiana
name.
Indiana Jones Senior.
Indiana Jones Senior.
No, that's not his real name. Indiana's not his name.
I know that. It's Dr. Jones.
Oh, forget it. It's Henry Jones.
But he's a doctor.
Okay, good.
They're both doctors.
Hey. Okay, but see, I don't call a doctor by his first name. I just say Dr. Jones.
That's what it is, yeah. You just go by Dr. Jones.
I get a point.
Okay, no, you're not getting a point.
If I get it for Livingston, you ain't getting that for that shit.
I'm keeping track of the points. Like, Joe, I have a point. Chris, you got negative 0.5.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay, again... Now, Veronica, if you don't get this next one, then we're going to have to get divorced because I know you know the answer to this.
Wow.
Who's the father in Back to the Future? Oh, come on. He's one of the main, like Chris. He's one of the main characters.
I know.
Wait, Chris, do you have an answer? Because Danny seems to.
Go for it, Danny.
Okay.
George McFly.
Oh my God, finally a right answer. Veronica, how did you not know?
I was gonna say Stuart McFly. I don't know why.
I shut down. I was thinking, I'd be like, I know it was McFly, but I couldn't remember the first name. I was like,
George.
Good job, Danny.
Also, okay. I've only seen like twice in my life.
You can't say Mr. McFly.
See? I said Dr. Jones.
You know, somebody's going to be listening to this podcast in their car, and they're going to crash the car screaming, George!
They're going to be livid.
Yeah. Well,
okay. Probably Joe right now. He's probably listening right now. I'm dying.
I have no belief that the next three questions are going to be of any use. But Danny, you finally gotten back to zero. Good for you.
I'm going to get back.
Okay, so the next one. Now, again, you
hey,
should
hold on, Pete. So are we getting a divorce?
No. Okay. We'll stay married. It's okay.
You're smiling too hard for that question. You should have had a little bit of sadness. She was like, are we? Oh, okay, never mind.
She loves me.
I do.
She does. I can't help it. It's a disease.
It's a disease. Yeah. Wow.
Okay, so the next one. This guy clearly you wouldn't want to be his child or his any other family members because everybody in the movie gets taken. So what is the father in Taken's name? There was even a TV show about.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, I can't believe you could get every DaBaby question.
Was it Brian Daniels?
You're close. I almost want to feel like I'll give you a point for almost being right.
I know the first name is Brian. She says it a million times into him in the first movie. Like she always chastises him, but I can't remember the last fucking name.
Well, forget it's Brian Mills.
Mills,
have some clues.
The clue wasn't going to help. Come on. Let's be fair. Okay, again, here's another one. He's the title character of the movie. And don't tell me his name is this. The Godfather. Who is the father in The Godfather? Okay, Danny.
Vito Corleone.
Look at Danny, just got to 1 point. Now, anybody, if you want to get an extra 2 points, tell me what his name was before he was naturalized in the United States. Forget it. It's Vito Andolini. So, okay.
And I've only seen those movies once a piece. I had to do it in film school. I didn't give a fuck.
So after abject failure so far, let's see if we can end on a high note. This last one, again, this one should be easy because this character only has one name. Who's the father in Finding Nemo?
Dad.
He's literally in the entire movie and almost the entire second movie too.
Maury.
No, it's
Morton. Mort.
His name is similar to a baseball team.
Don't look at the comments.
He's the singular version of the baseball team's name.
Don't look at the comments because Philip got it. Now it came to me.
Yeah, okay, forget it. It's Marlon.
Oh. Hey, I was close. I said Morton. I was getting in there. I was like, I was easing my way to it.
You're not getting points for getting the M, right?
I said Morton. Morton, Marlon, it's close. It's getting there.
The way we're going, I would have just given him the point.
Why couldn't you ask, like, Father of the Bride? I knew that one.
Because if this was TV shows, I'd get you. I swear to God, I thought I was giving you guys easy ones. I really did.
Yeah, we don't. Not all of us have the retention that some people have. Like with.
But you know what? No, because you know what though, it's hard to remember father names from movies because you're only watching them for an hour and a half. Or TV, you see them every day. They say the name multiple times. Like
these characters were the main character. I mean, Clark Griswold is
right.
Literally
but here's the thing. You're not watching these
Daniel
characters
Hilliard
for 22
is the main
weeks.
Character from Mrs. Doubtfire. Jack Burns is the parent that gets met.
Well, you have Indiana Jones, and then you have Dr. Jones.
Dr. Jones is not a name. You cannot be named Doctor.
Actually, I do know somebody named Doc.
I do too.
Are they curious? Okay, well,
you can be named Doc.
So my explanation for the second part of this game really is going to be of no use to us now, because the whole point of the next part was going to be we're going to take all your points and now you're going to use them to wager on the second part. So instead, what we're going to do is, Danny, since you got one question right, you've got 11 points. you two other idiots got 10 points.
Right.
So the next game is called All in the Family. All in the Family. Right. Now by that, what I mean is that, you know, to know the dad, you should know who family members. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you the names of the children of characters from a TV show.
Okay, now we're talking.
The name. Now, this has got to be easier. This has got to be easier. So I'm going to give you the names of the children of a character from a TV show. You're going to tell me what the character's name is and what show it's from. Now, here's the wrinkle to this game. I'm going to tell you what decade, and from there, you're going to bet your points based on what chance you think you're going to be able to get the answer correct. Now, whoever bets the most points will be the first one to answer the question, and then the second most points, you know, that way, you know, if they want to answer. So you'll either gain points or lose that amount of points. So again, Danny, you're starting with 11 points. So you're lapping the rest of the players because you've got 11 versus their 10 each. So I'm going to give you the decade, and I'll go to each one of you. You tell me how many points you're willing to bet to answer this question. Whoever's willing to bet the most points will get the chance to answer. But again, then they will also possibly lose their points. Okay, so the decade for this first question is the 1970s. It's a TV show from the 1970s. So Veronica, you have 10 points,
okay.
Not by any reason that you should. How many do you want to bet?
Let's do 2 points.
Okay, Danny, how about you? You have 11.
I can't bet the same number that she can, huh?
No, you can because actually, no, you can't, because you either got to bet less or more. So, like, if you think you have a better shot at answering a question for a TV show from the 70s, then maybe you want to bet more. If you think not, then bet less and force her hand.
Is this going to be like after Chris bets, we have a chance to, like,
yes,
help him?
Yeah. If you, as long as you bet some points, because like in theory, if you were to bet 1 point and then Chris were to bet 0 points, he has no chance of answering the question. But since you said 1 point, if Veronica goes and she gets it wrong, then you could, in theory, answer the question. Do you understand?
Yeah.
Now, if you say 5 points and then Chris says 4 points, then in theory, all three of you have a chance to answer the question. So how many points, Danny?
Let's go with 3.
Okay. So, Danny,
I love
right
how
now.
Serious is, Danny gets.
Okay. So, what about you, Chris? How many points?
2.
Okay. You can't bet the same as Veronica. You either got to go lower than 2 or higher than 3.
1.
Okay. So, that means all three of you are going to have the opportunity to answer this, and you can either gain or lose the amount of points that you have if the person in front of you doesn't get it correct. So here are the kids from the show. I'm sorry, it's not three. Here are the kids from the show. You tell me what the dad's name is and what show it is. The kids' names are Mary, Laura, Carrie, and Albert. It's a show from the 70s, Danny.
I like to phone a friend.
You cannot phone a friend.
Why are you speaking like there's a microphone? He's like, he's speaking like he's at a fucking press conference. I don't recall.
I'm going to repeat the names again.
I like to ask one of our guests that's online right now. Philip, please, Philip, help.
Nobody help online. The children's names are Mary, Laura, Carrie, and Albert. Wait, no, Veronica, you can't answer yet. Danny still has the...
I'd like to change my bet.
No, you cannot change your bet. Give me an answer, Danny, or you get the question wrong.
The only one I can think of for some reason is Little House on the Prairie.
Okay, that's the show. Now, what's the name of the character? Now, I'm not saying that that's the show and that that's the right answer. I'm just saying you've named the show. Now tell me what the father's name would be from that show.
Michael Landon.
No, that's not it.
Is that his name?
That is his real name.
Oh.
Well, I never watched the show. I should get some credit.
You lost 3 points. Okay, so Veronica, it's your chance.
So I'm thinking of the same Little House on the Prairie, and is it Charles Ingalls?
That's correct. Mm-hmm. Veronica gets 2 points. So
I've
Danny
never seen that show.
So Danny lost 3 points, and now he's at 8. Yeah, 8.
Thought online says, is it Pa?
And Veronica's now up to 12 points. Okay. So our next question, now the game's working great. I'm excited now.
I should get some credit for getting the show.
Just saying. Get zero credit for that.
All
you did was help. See, this is the thing. Like next time, if you know the show, but you don't know the name, don't give away the show until you actually, you know, because then you make it easier for the next person. Mm. Okay, so.
Well, then you kind of give the answer, though.
Oh, well, you know, that's how the game works, buddy. Okay, the next question comes to us from the 1990s. This is a show from the 90s. So, Veronica, how many points? You have 12 now. How many points?
Oh, before Veronica speaks, you should rotate the order in which we say.
Okay, so, Danny, you go first. How many points do you want to?
I'll start with 2.
Okay, so how about you, Chris?
I'm going to go with 3.
And Veronica?
90s. I'm going to go 5.
Ooh, okay, Veronica. Okay, so Veronica.
I feel confident in the 90s.
Veronica gets to go first. So the children from this show are named Eddie, Laura, and Judy.
Oh, Carl Winslow, Family Matters.
That's correct. Wow, Veronica's now got 17. She's smoking you guys. Okay, so we're moving on to the next question. And the next question comes from, oh, this is an easy one, 2010. So this is a recent show. Okay. So, Chris, how many points do you want to wager? You still have all 10 of your points.
I'm going with 2.
2 points. Okay, Veronica, how many points?
2010. I'm not that confident with more recent ones, so I'm going to go with more. Oh, do I have to, can I say 1?
You can say 1.
Yeah, I'm not very confident with 2010, so I'll say 1.
Okay, Danny, 2010s.
0.
0. Wow. Okay. So you're not even going to try and take a shot on this one. Okay.
Because comedy sucked in 2010s.
Okay. So the kids are named Randall, Kate, and Kevin. Oh. Chris, it's your chance. Veronica says she knows, Chris. So
go for it.
Well, so you're saying you don't know the answer?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's 2 points. You're at 8. And Veronica, what show is it?
Jack Pearson, This Is Us.
That is correct.
I don't watch that sappy shit, man.
That's not a comedy.
It doesn't have to be a comedy. You said it would be a comedy.
Yeah.
How many shows? It's a TV show.
We're a comedy podcast, Peter. It's in the fucking name. Bringing that sad ass shit
but
in.
Todd, nobody, no answer is Pa. No answer is Pa. Just want to let you know. Okay, so our next question comes to us from the 1980s. The 1980s. So, Veronica, you get to go first. You are leading the league right now at 19 points.
Okay. Oh, 80s. Let's do 5 again.
5 points. Danny, you have 8 points.
3.
Okay. And Chris, you have 8 points as well. Actually, zero. You have 8 points. What? 0. Okay. So, Veronica, you're getting this one. And again, I already know she knows this answer. The kids are Mallory, Alex, Jennifer, and Andy.
Stephen, Keaton, Family Ties.
And she gets it again.
I ain't got nothing for the 80s. I don't know.
24 points for Veronica.
So it's like, yeah, classic sitcom.
I think we figured out what Veronica's strong suit is.
Eddie.
I can mess with you in like the 70s, but the 80s, yeah. You got me. I'm
this
gone.
Is like the baby, like Danny's the baby.
This is your the baby. Okay, so we're now going to a question from the 2000s. The 2000s. So Danny, how many points?
3 points.
Chris?
Let's go with 2.
2. Veronica, the 2000s. You have 24 points.
2000s. I'm going to go with one.
One. Okay, so Danny, you get the question. Danny, the children's names are Eric and Lori. What's the name of the dad and what show is it?
George Foreman, That 70s Show.
Is that your final answer? That's incorrect. Okay, so Chris.
You didn't give me a chance to answer.
It's Red Foreman.
Red.
Red Foreman.
You got it correct.
In all fairness, you say, is that your final answer? I never said yes or no.
It was your final answer.
No, it was not.
Were you going to go to red if not?
Yes, because I started to think it's a color. I went to a taping. I met the guy.
That don't mean you know his name. Now, suck it up.
Yeah, that doesn't mean you know his name. So Chris got 2 points. So he's back to 10. Danny, you're down to five. You're down to five. Veronica is still holding strong at 24. Okay, this next one comes from the 1960s. The 1960s. So, Chris, how many points you want to wager?
Let me do one.
One. Veronica, 1960s.
I'm going to do two.
Okay, Danny, how many points? You got five.
Zero.
Zero. Okay. So, Chris, you got this one. So,
yeah.
There's only one child in this show, Opie.
No, it's
Chris's.
'60s. Andy Griffith.
Okay. What's the name of the character?
Andy Griffith.
I'm sorry, incorrect. Veronica. Do you
see that? I don't know. I know it's the Andy Griffith Show, but I...
I thought it was one of those self-titles, like the Martin Show. I thought that was his name.
No. Also, just so you know, the Dick Van Dyke Show is not about a character named Dick Van Dyke. It's actually Andy Taylor. Andy Taylor.
I would never got that.
Okay, yeah.
Now I can hear it. I would like to say Andy Taylor. Yeah, but I never really watched that.
I never watched the show.
Yeah, I
just remember that theme song. That's all I remember.
Okay, so the next question is coming to us from the 2000s. So, Veronica, it's your turn again. How many points do you want to put up?
I'm going to go with 2 points.
Danny, how many points? You still got five.
Uno.
One. Okay, and Chris, 2000s.
Five. I'm going to go five. Let's go.
Five. Okay, so that's a big one. Okay, so Chris, the three children in this show are named Junior, Claire, and Katie.
Junior, Claire, and Katie. My wife and kids.
Okay.
I can't remember the guy.
You're something so close.
Johnson.
You're so close.
Daryl Johnson.
Why does it have to be Johnson? I'm just curious.
I just feel like because there was a lot of niggas names on TV in 2000s. Every family was Johnson.
Is that your final answer?
That's all I got.
Because just like that. So Veronica, do you have a guess? Okay, so then you're not, so you don't lose any points. Danny, do you have a guess or do you not want to guess?
I bet 0 points.
Oh, you did. Okay, so forget it. So Chris was right. It is my wife and kids.
I know it's my wife and kids.
The character who played the character, by the way,
Damon Wayans.
Okay, his character's name was Michael Kyle.
My-
it wasn't close. Johnson.
You weren't even close.
It wasn't even close to Johnson. It was Michael Kyle.
I used to watch that show all the time. How do I not know that?
It's a funny show.
It's so good. It was a highly underrated show.
It definitely was. Okay, so we're moving on to a question from the 1990s. So Danny, you get to go. You still have five.
Three.
Okay. Chris, I believe right now you have 3 points.
Got
so, so how many points do you want to wager for this?
I have 4 points.
4 points. Okay, 4 points.
Yeah, yeah. Because I was at 9 and I bet 5.
Yes, you're right.
And I'm going to go all 4. Let's go. 90.
Okay. I'm ready. And then, Veronica, how many points? You've got 24.
I'm going to go with 5.
Damn it.
Danny went with 5, right?
Oh.
No, he said 3. Okay, so, yeah, so. Okay, so. I thought he said 5. Okay, so Veronica, you get the question. The three children's names from this show from the 1990s were Allie, Jeffrey, and Michael.
Everybody Loves Raymond, Ray Barone.
That is correct.
Yeah. Now we actually know Allie.
We do. We know the real Allie. Yes. So that means Veronica.
Oh, my shit.
You got 29 points, so you won, but we're going to keep going because we still have 2 more questions. Oh. Okay, so the next question is from the 1980s. So I believe, Danny, you go first now? Yeah, right?
I went first.
Chris's. Chris, you go first.
Ah, 0. I don't want none of this. I don't know shit about the 80s.
Okay, Veronica.
I'm going to go with 10.
10? Oh, wow.
Wait, you're 80s, right?
Yes,
yeah.
80s.
Yeah.
I don't know shit about
okay, movie, and Danny, you still have 5 points. How many do you want to bet?
1. Because okay. I'm not going to go over Veronica.
Okay, so this is a show from the 80s. The three children from this show's names were Karen, Wayne, and Kevin.
Oh, who's going?
You, Veronica.
It's The Wonder Years, Jack Arnold.
That's correct. So you have 39 points.
Yeah, wow. I couldn't touch that with football, bro. I don't know shit about no.
I knew this show. I didn't know the dad's name.
Yeah, okay, one of my favorite shows ever.
So here's our final question. And again, another should be another easy one because it's from this past decade. So the 2010s. So it is now Veronica's chance. How many points you want to bet for a 2010 show?
I'm still going to win no matter what, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Unless you bet all your points right now.
Should I? Ooh, no. I'm going to go with, let's do 8.
8, okay. So you won. So, Danny, how many points do you want to bet? You still have 5. 4, okay. Chris, what do you want to go with?
All 4, let's go.
Okay.
This is the last question, Pete?
Yeah, the last question before we go to our bracket battle. Okay, so the three children from this show from the 2010s are Haley, Alex, and Luke. Veronica.
Say it again.
Haley, Alex, and Luke.
It's Modern Family, Phil Dunphy.
That is correct. Wow, you just smoked everybody. You ended up with 47 points. I didn't help her at all with that show.
No. I don't know none of that show. I have never watched one episode.
I'm pretty good at that.
And okay, so congratulations to Veronica. You've won absolutely nothing as usual.
Yay! Okay, so are we moving on now?
We're moving on to our bracket battle.
So we've spent the first half of this show talking about them. So now let's have them fight it out in a special Father's Day bracket. That to decide TV's best dad ever. What we did was we took TV Guide's list of the 50 best TV dads and eliminated a few of them from the more obscure shows and added a few newer ones in as well. We took the list of dads and put them in the randomizer at random.com, and that's how we came up with tonight's bracket. So tonight we want you to pick the fathers you liked best, regardless of how good a dad they actually were to their children, much like in home. So, okay, I need clarification here. So we are picking our favorite dads overall, not whether they were a good dad or not.
We're not going for most iconic dad.
Your favorite dad
from each one of the brackets.
Well, I'm just going to tell you right now,
this is our bracket battle.
Here's the thing, though. All the dads I pick, I consider them good dads, so it's going to seem biased. So just want y'all know
that's
that.
Fine, yeah.
Just making sure Joe's not in the waiting room, right?
He is not in the waiting room as of yet. So we can only hope he'll make it here for some point of this. Mm-hmm. Okay, so Veronica, go ahead.
And
there is a spelling error. You caught it on the first name.
Okay, so the first two dads that are going to be battling it out are Peter Griffin from Family Guy and Jack Pearson from This Is Us. So you guys know who I'm voting for.
I'm definitely going with Peter Griffin.
I'm going with Jack Pearson. Danny, do you watch This Is Us?
Yeah, I stopped because it was too sappy.
Yes! Yeah. Danny says it's too sappy, but it's super sappy.
But ain't no way I'm voting for Peter Griffin. That's worse, Dad.
But it doesn't have to be. This is the thing. Again, we're not basing them on who's a better father.
No, exactly. So which out of those two, who would I rather, have as a father figure? It would not be, Family Guy.
So we got two.
My vote's for Jack Pearson.
So that's going to be tough because there's four of us.
Wait, let's ask somebody online. So Philip,
and I'm not changing my mind.
Or Todd.
Hey, I ain't going to try to make it either, bro.
They're probably both left by now. Does either one of you want to break the tie for us?
Jack Pearson is an iconic father. He came up with an invisible shirt for Kate when she was younger. And, she had body issues. The way he talks to Randall. Oh, Peter Griffin.
Philip picked him. Peter Griffin.
Okay, it is what it is. I can't believe we knocked out Jack Pearson. That is unacceptable.
This is how it works, kids.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Peter Griffin it is.
Damn it, Philip.
Okay, the next two, we have Dan Connor from Roseanne or Charles Ingalls from Little House on the Prairie. I love Dan Connor. He's one of my favorite characters. So I'm going to go with Dan Connor. So I always thought he always, looked out for his kids. And he's funny as hell, too.
He can put up with Roseanne, so Dan Connor for sure.
Yeah,
Dan Connor.
I have to believe that, too. I mean, he actually had to, he had to make people believe that he found Roseanne attractive enough to start
with her. Stop it, Peter. Stop it. You're talking about the actor. You're not talking about the dad, all right?
He's just gross in every possible way.
And that's because Michael Landon made me lose points earlier, so.
So Dan Connor is getting your vote for this one.
Yeah. Oh, so it was unanimous. It was sweep across the board.
That's good. We're safe on that one. God, I hope Joe shows up.
Okay, the next two dads, we have Archie Bunker from All in the Family or Red Foreman from That 70s Show.
That's funny. They're cool together.
They are similar, but I'm going with Red myself.
I'm going Archie.
I'm going with Red.
Okay. Yeah, I got to go with Red, bro.
Because
Red wasn't a racist. He was just an asshole to everybody. He was just a mean-ass veteran. That's all he was. He was just a mean vet.
Yeah, but you never really saw anything paternal come from him ever.
And he got Eric out of all kinds of shit. He made him pay for it, but he got him out of all kinds of shit.
Okay. And deep down inside, he really did show his kids that he loved them.
Yeah,
in his own very special way.
And if he wasn't sweet to Eric, he was definitely sweet to the dog.
Corey.
Corey. I'll tell you. Corey. He was always good to her. He was always sweet on her.
Okay, so Phillip's breaking the tie then. So
that's Red Foreman.
Yeah.
Amazing. Okay.
Thank you, Phillip.
The next two we have, now keep in mind, guys, we're talking about the characters and not the person. Tony Soprano or Cliff Huxtable?
Yeah, one was a murderer in a show, and the other one was a rapist in real life.
But loved his kids.
Talking about him on the show, though.
Yes, on the show.
I gotta go with Cliff.
Show, I'm going with Cliff.
I gotta go with Cliff. Yeah,
gotta go with Cliff.
I'm going with the one I met, Tony Soprano.
Okay, well, Cliff Huxtable won that one day. Sorry.
It is okay.
I don't even think Tony Soprano even liked his kids, low key. Like, he took care of them because he was like a man, and that's what you're supposed to do as an Italian
AJ
man.
Was a pain in the ass.
That's true. Yeah,
and in real life too. So that probably was a problem. And Meadow was like cute when she was younger. Then she got weird looking. Then she got cute again. Then she just got weird again. So just make up your mind.
Okay. Cool. Okay. The next two we have. I know who Danny's going to vote for in this one: Howard Cunningham or Homer Simpson.
Oh, this is a tough
one. Oh, Mr. Cunningham.
Who's Howard
Cunningham? Mr. Cunningham, you got to.
From Happy Days.
See, my one concern about Mr. Cunningham is, you know, the show started, they had three kids. Somehow they just jettisoned one of their kids. Homer never jettisoned any of his three kids.
He tried.
His kids never grow up.
Well, that's okay.
I'm gonna
go with Howard Cunningham too.
Okay, so we've got three.
Well, so do we have three?
Yes. And then Chris went with Homer Simpson.
Nah, I mean, I just don't know Howard Cunningham like that, but I guess I have to go with Homer Simpson.
See, Philip is saying online that Homer is iconic, and yes,
you're right.
With our personal choice.
This is more about our personal choices.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, the next two, we have Philip Drummond from, oh my God.
Different Strokes.
Jesus. I just had a stroke. And hilarious. Ray Barone from Everybody Loves Raymond. I love Mr. Drummond.
Yeah, Mr. Drummond, for sure.
Mr. Drummond, gotta go with Drummond.
Ray Lowkey was a trash-ass father and a trash-ass character. I mean, he was funny, but, like, he was kind of trash.
The only thing, though, is you gotta remember, his kids didn't turn out very well.
We're not talking about the
kids. Oh, yes, you're right.
Yeah,
so I'm gonna go with Mr. Drummond as well, because...
He lived in a life of luxury, but they, you know, the kids never
learned values and
wanted
shit.
It. You know.
Okay.
So he just spent like all his time like not trying to be home.
So Philip Drummond then moves on, correct?
Yes, he does.
So the next two, we have Jay Pritchard from Modern Family or Stephen Keaton from Family Ties. I love.
What we do, baby?
I'm going with Stephen Keaton.
Stephen Keaton.
Yeah. I feel like he was a better father. I ain't even watched the show, but I feel like he was
so funny, too. I don't think people realize what a funny person he really was. I mean, I thought he was hilarious, so he always made me laugh, too. Okay, the next two, we have Dre Johnson.
From Black-ish.
From Black-ish and Carl Winslow. From Family.
Now again, I didn't put these together, so it's not that the two black characters were going back to back.
But we can't accuse Winslow. You of racist then. Okay, got it.
Winslow.
Carl Winslow. You had to put up like that Urkel.
Without pain in the ass, yeah.
And I've never actually seen Blackish, so I have to kind of go.
Well, you know what though? Don't worry about it because Loki, the dad, is kind of trash. He's like really whiny. He's like more of a kid himself than a dad, Loki.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, the next two, we have Danny Tanner from Full House. Sorry, I'm blanking out. Or Andy Taylor, that's the guy from
Andy Griffith
that nobody knew. I'm going to go with Danny Tanner.
Yeah.
He was a single dad to the girl.
Yeah. Okay, I'll go with him too.
All right.
Apparently he was gay, but they just never said that as a character.
What are you saying?
Dan Tanner was apparently gay.
Is that a theory?
That's what Bob Saget. He said it.
Really?
Yeah, I've never
heard that.
Oh, he's like, think about it. Is a single man living in San Francisco with three kids,
and he never remarried after their passed away. He did have girlfriends. He dated Vicky for a while. That's the only one I remember. But interesting. I've never heard
that. Gives you something.
It was still the 90s. Remember, you know, people were not like that.
That's true. Very true. Okay, we have the next two. We have Jason Seaver from Growing Pains or James Evans from Good Times.
Jason Seaver.
I don't know.
James Evans. I go with James Evans.
James Evans will knock the shit out of you for saying that.
That was a real fucking father. He was scary.
And I say that because Jason Seaver is probably my favorite TV dad. You know, he was a psychiatrist and overall, that's who I admired the most out of everybody.
He had a bunch of bitch kids. And so to me, like, that turns me off right away because every one of his kids, none of them were good kids. They were all bitches. Like, you could say at least Baby Girl was good on Good Times.
That's funny.
Yeah. Okay.
And Michael seemed
okay.
James was a little bit of a jerk off. So I'm going with James Evans. So
I'm going with James Evans myself. Chris?
Yeah.
As long as we got each other.
Sorry,
Dan. Good Times.
Chris is moving on.
Oh, well.
The next two, we have Phil Dunphy from Modern Family or Herman Munster from The Munsters. He's so funny. And
he's that's just a funny, that's a funny person to be battling against. I'm going Herman Munster. I watched that show. That was he was a good father. I like
that. And you know, there's a video where he talked about like differences like in skin color and stuff that's became very popular last year. So I'm going with Herman Munster.
Yeah, man. He's teaching kids lessons.
You know what? I'm going to go with Herman Munster too, because he is kind of, this is one of those times when I, as much as I like Phil Dunphy, I think Herman Munster is just a more fun character.
Yeah.
Yeah. Phil Dunphy gets annoying after a while.
Well, I'm okay with Herman Munster as well. So, okay. The next two we have Hank Hill from King of the Hill or Alan Harper. Alan Harper.
From Two and a Half Men.
Two and a Half Men.
Oh, Two and a Half Men. Yes. Alan.
I vote for Alan Harper.
I like King of the Hill. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I got to go with Hank Hill.
He accidentally took steroids for a while. He thought that Snoop Dogg was a legitimate guy, not a pimp, in an episode. I mean, the guy was great. His son took women's protection classes and started kicking people in the crotch, including him. So I mean, come on, you can't beat Hank Hill.
I'm gonna go with Hank Hill as well.
Yeah.
Okay. The next two. Oh my God, my man made it on here. Are you serious? Walter White from Breaking Bad. He was on there.
Yeah.
Well, it's spelled differently. That's why I just want to make sure that it's him.
Oh, sorry.
Or Tim Taylor. So I can talk about Walter White the way people talk about Star Wars. I could spend hours and hours. So seasons 1, 2, and 3 of Breaking Bad, I think he's a phenomenal dad. I have my mixed feelings about the last two seasons. Oof, but Tim Taylor from Tim the Toolman Taylor, right?
Yes.
Okay, I got to go with my man, Walter White.
Really?
He did everything for his family. Till the last two seasons, I kind of questioned it. But I'm not a big fan of Tim Taylor, to be honest.
I don't like.
I'm not either, but it's the only one of the two that I've seen, so I have to vote for Tim the Toolman Taylor by default.
I'm going with Walter.
Chris, what are you going with?
Yeah, I'm sorry. That here's the thing, Veronica. I would be with you if we were only talking the first three seasons, but they fuck like he went too far south.
I know.
So
I'm not a fan of Tim Allen though, and I'm going, and I know we're not supposed to be going by. And I love, Breaking Bad is one of my favorite show of all time.
Yeah.
But it's like, I know, but you know what? You're right. If we're going through all the seasons, the last two seasons, he was not the best.
Yeah, because you gotta remember, we're talking followers, and followers is a full time job, not just a few good years.
Right.
It's
you know what?
The whole time.
I'm gonna go with Tim Taylor as well.
Okay. So Tim Taylor's moving on.
Brian Cranston, my old man boyfriend.
Hilarious.
We have George Lopez or Al Bundy. I personally have to go with George Lopez because that's kind of how I was raised. So the way he raised his kids on the George Lopez show.
I have to agree with Veronica.
Al Bundy is the best example of a white dad ever.
Yeah, and George Lopez is the best example of a Latino man and the way.
Okay, I'm going with Al Bundy. And one person commented before the show that if we don't go with Al Bundy, that he's going to stop going to our page. So we can't lose anybody. So I'm going with Al Bundy.
Hilarious.
I have to go with George Lopez for the same reason.
What's up to you, Chris?
Chris, you're right.
I got to go George Lopez. Al Bundy was a trash father. He was so bad. He never had a moment of like endearment of like, I'm going to be a good father. Like, it was never that moment.
Okay, so George Lopez it is.
Bundy as hell, though.
We just lost one of our fans on the Facebook page. Okay.
All right, bro.
The next two, Phillip Banks or Gomez Adams? I'm going to go with Mr. Banks.
Oh, you mean you're not going to go with the Hispanic on this one?
No, I'm not.
His name is Gomez.
First of all. That's rude.
I'll go with...
as Chris would say, how dare you, sir?
How dare you, sir?
I'll go with Phillip Banks. So Uncle Phil.
Uncle Phil. Because he was at the will, too. And he was, He was great. I love Mr. Banks.
So. The only thing about Mr. Banks, oh, we can't say Mr., huh?
That's not his name.
Judge Banks.
In fact, as good of as that he was, he still raised two punk ass kids because the oldest two were very elitist.
Yeah, still.
Yeah, that's why
Will, really Will as one of them because Will was raised by his mom, you know, in Philly. West Philly.
That's why they kept him around, like to keep him in touch with where they came from.
You got to go with Uncle Phil. I'm sorry.
Yeah, bro.
I'm going with Uncle Phil as
Uncle
well.
Uncle Phil, come on.
Even though he forgot he had a pet pig.
he did not forget
about it.
Who do you vote for?
Oh, Uncle Phil. I'm currently watching The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air again, so I got to go with Uncle Phil for sure.
Well, I'll go for Uncle Phil, but it's just that one thing that bothers me.
Okay, the last two before we move on, we have Mike Brady or Jack Arnold.
Wait, I'm sorry, who?
Mike Brady or
Jack Arnold from Wonder Years.
Mike Brady.
Oh yeah, Mike Brady. I love the Wonder Years, but there's nobody you can beat Mike Brady with.
Because I'm trying to think, because I've actually been rewatching the Brady Bunch on Hulu. He never really got mad. He really was very like, you know.
But he was also very unrealistic, though, because that's
all that ass he was getting from Mrs. Brady. That kept him relaxed.
Yeah,
Carol gave up.
They slept in separate beds, sir. How dare you? They were not doing that.
They were in the same beds. They were in the same bed, and Mr. Brady got it in on the nightly.
Yeah, they were very promiscuous on that show without being promiscuous.
That's true.
Okay.
Yeah, so I can't remember how many episodes where she got up in the morning and told Alice how bad her back hurt.
Okay, so next column. Peter Griffin or Dan Connor?
Oh wait, we're on the next.
Yeah, we're already there.
Thank you for not put as much of a Friends fan as I am. Thank you for not putting Ross on there. Because
it wasn't really
they were there.
It wasn't really
the fucking monkey made more appearances in episodes than his goddamn son. Like
the kid just kind of disappeared around the seventh season.
He was gone. It was hilarious.
Okay, so we have between Peter Griffin or Dan Connor. I'm gonna
Dan
go
Connor.
Dan Connor, yeah.
Easy. Yeah, I'll go with Dan Connor too. Again, whatever.
The next two, we have Red Foreman or Cliff Huxtable.
Red.
Cliff Huxtable.
I'm going with Red.
Gynecologist and still came home and gave it to Claire every night. That was her name, right, Claire? Right?
Yeah, Claire Huxtable.
Yeah.
He was a good dad. He was a very good dad.
Never drugged anybody on screen.
I gotta go with Red, man. That's that old school dad. Man.
Okay, so it's going to come down to Philip. Philip,
he voted for Red Foreman earlier, so I'm sure he's going to vote for
Red. We don't know that. We don't know that. This is
come a different on, Phil.
Phil, yeah. It's up to you right now. You are our tiebreaker. It's either going to be Red Foreman or Cliff Huxtable. Philip, wake up. He's like feverishly typing now on the phone. Well, maybe he's not. Maybe he gave up on this.
Three letters, Philip, R-E-D.
Wait.
There was a barbecue sauce episode on Cosby, Red Foreman, he says.
Oh, okay. So Red Foreman just got bumped up. Look at this. He made his kids tough.
Low-key, Huxtable's kids kind of grew up to still be a little bit privileged, a little bit too soft for the world.
That Theo was a bitch.
Yeah, a little too soft.
Yeah, my favorite episode is when he wants to move out and then he's like teaching him like the value of money. And then he's like, well, dad, I have, $100 or whatever. And then he says, okay, do you plan on getting, having rent? Okay, give me this. And then he goes, look, I have like a dollar left. He's like, do you plan on having a girlfriend? He's like, of course I do. And then he takes the money away from him. And he's like, there you go. Very important life lesson from Mr. Huxtable.
That's true.
We just bumped him off. Okay. So the next two we have, this one's hard for me. Mr. Cunningham or Philip Drummond? I still have Cunningham.
Cunningham.
Yeah, I only know Drummond.
You going Drummond?
Yeah, that's the only show I watch. I don't watch the other show.
Okay, Monday, so Tuesday, Veronica, it's on you because
Cunningham, but I think I mean I vote for Philip Drummond.
Oh God, so Philip has to break the tie again.
Philip Drummond took care of two black kids from the hood. I gotta go with him all the time. Gotta go with him just on that.
Joe gets caught in traffic.
He was a good dad.
Good answer. Oh wait, Philip says Howard Cunningham.
Yay! Right. Thank you, Philip.
That's all right. He gave us red.
Just out of curiosity, Philip, can you tell us? Did you watch Different Strokes or not? Okay, so the next two we have Stephen Keaton or Carl Wilson.
Will Winslow.
Winslow, I'm sorry, Winslow. Jesus.
I'm going with Stephen Keaton.
I'm going with Stephen Keaton.
Stephen Keaton.
I only know Winslow, so Winslow for me.
Okay, so Stephen Keaton is moving on.
It is. Yeah. Okay, the next two we have Danny Tanner or James Evans.
Mm. I'm going James Evans.
Evans.
In a fist fight, he'd knock the shit out of him.
I mean, if that's what we're going on, we can start all over because I got a whole bunch of changes.
he was so tough.
I agree.
He went to Alaska to work on a pipeline, and then they killed him. So,
yeah, I'm going to go with James Evans as well.
Danny Tanner wouldn't last one day in Alaska.
Hell no.
Okay, so is it
I'll James? Give Danny a
Evans, might, Evans might be able to whoop everybody's ass on this list. You know what I'm saying? If we break it down, maybe Red would give him some hell, but that's about it.
I think James Evans knocks the shit out of Red, too.
Yeah,
Red probably goes for about a minute of furious swings, and then James just knocks him out.
Yes, yeah, that's true.
So I know both Chris and I are saying James Evans. What are you two
James
saying?
James Evans as well.
Danny okay, Taylor.
So James Evans is moving on. Sorry, Danny.
Oh, and Philip just clarified on Facebook that no, he never saw Different Strokes.
Okay.
So he could have voted for Philip Drummond had he seen Different Strokes. Okay, the next two we have Herman Munster or Hank Hill.
I'm going Hank Hill.
Herman Munster.
I'm going with
Parker. Herman Munster. Herman Munster,
okay,
yeah.
Okay, so Herman Munster is moving on.
Here, I thought we were connected, Pete. You fucked me.
Sorry. still got two more rounds to get back in sync.
Oh, no. This is already hard enough.
The next two, Tim Taylor or George Lopez?
I still George can't stand to now, so I'm going George Lopez.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. Absolutely.
All right. The next two.
This is a tough one.
Phillip Banks or Mike Brady?
Mike Brady.
Mike Brady.
I got to go Phillip Banks.
And for the same thing, the kids turned out, so his oldest two were so freaking elitist and all about the money, and they were still like that at the end of the show. So,
this one's tough for me because I still feel like Mike Brady wasn't a realistic character because he was so like, you know, perfect in this world.
There was no real discipline in him. There was no real discipline in him.
There was discipline because he was firm with the kids. You know,
there was probably discipline late at night and with him. Carol got disciplined a lot.
Stop it, sir.
I'm going to go with Phillip Banks.
Okay. So that means we have a tie again. So
remember the episode where
Phillip went with Phillip Banks.
Yeah.
They have the same name.
Saying, Danny? What were we saying?
Marcia apparently had drawn a picture of her kid and he's like, no, of a teacher. And he's like, no, you're not going to have your sleepover. He was very firm, so he was a disciplinarian.
Yeah, but he wasn't scary. Phil was scary.
I'm thinking of that same episode, Phil. Phil Banks hugging Will after his dad abandoned him makes Banks the best dad. I just thought it was more realistic. I mean, and again, you know what? Just because you have shitty kids still doesn't mean that you're not a good dad, in my opinion. Yeah. But it's
he was more realistic than
Mike Brady.
Yeah.
Although I love Mr. Brady, though. Don't get me wrong. I love the Brady Bunch. But
yeah.
We put them? Yeah.
We were judging someone earlier because of their kids. Or you told me not to. I forgot who. But.
I don't know what you're talking about. You're making things up.
No.
Rewind. Again, we're still going.
Rewind.
Rewind.
You guys are rewinding the podcast right now.
Oh, no. Okay, guys, I think what I'm trying to say that either way, we're still going with our favorite one, no matter what.
Yeah.
Like, if you have to choose if you, a favorite dad, you know, this one or this one, who would you choose? So I think that's what it all comes down to. So Philip Banks it is. So back to the top, we have Dan Connor or Red Foreman. Still going
red.
With Dan
I'm
Connor.
Red.
Red.
Red. Oh, man.
Red. All right. Red Foreman. I mean, I didn't vote for either one of the last categories, but now I have to.
Yeah. But his name, Dan Connor was a good dad, but his kids were a little too mouthy in the mouth department. They a little too flip at the mouth. They talked to him in disrespectful ways. Red would have knocked Eric down the fucking flight of stairs.
James Ames would put them through a wall.
You know what I'm saying? Oh, God. They would have even made it to 8-6 if they had James Evans as a dad. Like, there ain't no way.
Okay. So the next two, we have Mr. Cunningham or Stephen Keaton.
And this is a hard one, but I'm going to give you my argument here. Stephen Keaton's wife, Elise, after the show became a lesbian. Mrs. Cunningham, she's in like her 90s. She's still a hot old lady. So I'm gonna say, and you know,
you gotta
believe it was Mr. Cunningham's machismo that kept her so sexy all the way into her 90s.
And his son won an Oscar.
Yeah, there
you
go.
Oh my God.
I'm going with Mr. Cunningham.
I'm also going with Mr. Cunningham.
I'm going with Stephen Keaton.
Stephen
Keaton, from Family Ties.
I got to go with him just because I like the theme song. That's all I got. I never watched the show, but I love the theme song.
He's a funny dad. He's so funny.
I believe it. I just never watched the show. I just love that. It used to come on Saturday mornings. I just used to hear the intro, then I'd go do something.
You should watch some episodes, Chris. I think you'd find it very funny.
You don't like the Happy Days theme song?
I love Happy Days.
Monday, Tuesday, Happy Days.
It got played out.
Okay. Well,
Philip has already spoken, and he's going with Mr. Cunningham.
Thank you, Philip.
Okay, and again, Philip, can you respond? Have you ever watched Family Ties? Can you let us know? Oh, see, there he goes. Cunningham didn't see Family Ties. Okay. All right, next one. We have James Evans or Herman Munster?
Herman Munster.
James Evans.
I think that would be the best fight out of all of them.
He might stand a chance. Yeah. He is a Frankenstein. That's true. He might be able to stand a chance.
So I said James Evans. Who said?
I said Herman Munster.
Okay, Veronica?
James Evans.
Okay, and Chris?
Yeah,
James Evans. James Evans is moving on. Wow, this is kind of an upset. Who knew who James Evans would be?
I mean,
rolling along at this point.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Okay, now the last two in this column, we have George Lopez or Philip Banks. I'm actually
Philip Banks. Philip Banks. Yeah. Philip Banks.
Hello.
Mm-hmm.
Philip Banks. Okay, we're down to our final four.
Really?
Now we're down to the final four. So we have Red Foreman versus Mr. Cunningham.
Howard Cunningham, baby.
Howard Cunningham, yeah.
Howard Cunningham.
Okay, he's moving on. Did you have to wait for Chris on that one?
Yeah.
And for our last
one. Oh, it's the battle of the best black dads.
James Evans or Philip Banks.
Ooh.
Sticking to
James
Philip.
Evans. Mm-hmm. I'm going Evans.
This is a tough one for me because I think as a father, James Evans is a better father. I think as a human being, like a loving, caring person, Philip Banks.
Yeah. Ooh.
You know what? I think I'm going to go with Philip Banks on this one.
I'm going to go with Philip Banks as well. And Philip online says, Phil Banks until the end.
See, because he likes the name. What about you, Danny? You're the.
Well, at this point, it doesn't really matter.
Yeah, it doesn't really matter.
What's your opinion, though? I still want to know who you would vote for.
Well, it would go to Philip Banks by default just because I didn't watch Good Times.
Okay.
And if I don't vote for Good Times, then Philip breaks the tie, and it's going to be, you know, Philip Banks.
Yeah. Okay, well, it looks like it's coming down to it's a classic TV fathers, Howard Cunningham versus Philip Banks.
Mm-hmm.
I got to go Philip Banks because I never saw
I'm going to go with Mr. Cunningham. He was.
I'm going to go with Mr. Cunningham as well.
Chauncey as well, too. So
yes, he took in a hoodlum. They both kind of took in a hoodlum. The only difference was Philip Banks's hoodlum was a little more bougie.
And for me, Happy Days is a classic sitcom. Like, you know, like when you say classic, classic, you know. But I think, you know, Fresh Prince is the classic for this generation. And yeah, Phil Banks is an amazing father. And that episode where he hugs Will because the dad abandoned him, that spoke to me, you know, because I felt the same way at one point. And but I got to go with the classic model, and I'm going to vote for Mr. Cunningham because I voted
for Cunningham. How dare you? Why would you say something like that? Why would you
twist me like that? So that means that Howard Cunningham is the greatest TV dad of all time.
Yeah. Nobody has ever used an air horn and said Mr. Cunningham at the same time. I want to say that.
No, but now some DJ's going to hear this and use it as a drop. Like
Cunningham. Yeah, I'm good with
it. No way.
I just wanted to make a point. I know I've been kind of down on Mr. Banks, but I do have to give him props.
Yeah, he was a good dad.
Yeah, it was.
It is hard, though, because, again, you know, we have these...
The episode, to me, that made him a good dad is when Will and Carlton got arrested when they were driving the Mercedes to Palm Springs, and he came in and fucking tore that sheriff a new asshole.
Yes.
That was like...
He scared me. It. Like, I love him.
Yeah.
Yes, I still remember that episode.
And a good testament to just how good of a dad he was when they did the reunion, you felt you missed his presence.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, you felt the emotion when they spoke about him, you know, how great of a, not just a TV role, but just a person in general.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, he came in second, so Mr. Howard Cunningham is our winner.
Second on paper, first in our hearts.
There you go.
Yeah.
So congratulations, Mr. Cunningham. And that is our show for tonight. Thank you so much for joining us. And we'll see
Father's,
you next
weekend. Father's Day is this weekend?
Yes. So happy Father's Day to all the dads out there.
Yes.
And just a quick message for my dad. If I could get another chance, another walk, another dance with him, I'd play a song that would never end. How I'd love, love, love to dance with my father again. And that song came out right before he passed, and it helped heal a lot. So that'll always stay with me.
My dad is still around, and I've seen him dance, and no, I don't want to dance with him. He danced like an old white guy.
No, yeah, my dad can dance. I definitely remember.
Oh, man.
Yeah, well, happy Father's Day to all the dads out there, but not the deadbeat ones. So we'll see you back here
again. Nobody involved with the Trumps.
Yes. So we'll see you back here again on Tuesday at 6 p.m. Bye, everyone. Have a good night. Have a great weekend and stay safe. Bye.
Yeah.